Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We are coming at you live at the Hilton Omaha, 10001 Cat Street. Coming off of Louisville with a thrilling 7-6 win at the bottom of the ninth. And now we're on the cusp of getting some breaking news from the NBA. And then we'll dive into some NCAA stuff, especially up there in Michigan with quarterback news. We have some somewhat local quarterback news with the high school quarterback here locally or decommitting from one school going to another school. But as the NBA Finals, obviously OKC was able to take, you know, somewhat back control of the finals. On the flip side, with Indiana going home, you think they'd be able to even up the series. It's not for sure that he's out, but Tyrese Halliburton has a calf strain to the point that to where he's getting an MRI. And what that means, Austin, I've had those before. Calves are tricky.
Where do you get your MRIs at, Jay?
AMI.
Heck yeah.
7601 Pioneers Boulevard, the best in the business. Matter of fact, I was just there on Monday at 7:15 a.m., bright and early. The one thing that's about calf muscles that are a little bit tricky is because they can either heal really quick or take some time, and it affects everything else around you. I'm a notorious tippy. I walk on my tippy toes, so I'm supposed to have good calves. Mine is a little bit weak right now, but for Tyrese Halliburton, with a quick turnaround for that type of injury, now you have to think about your career, Kevin Durant, how much of the strain is, what can you do if you do play, and what is the juice versus the squeeze on the outcome. And now we talked about momentum just in the baseball game. The momentum, that flight from Oklahoma City to Indianapolis, wouldn't say is a little bit easier, but knowing the head of the snake is injured, and the advantage is now definitely in OKC, which then makes you go back to understand the importance of game four at home. And that's when you lose that one, when you had control of it and you had the situation to have control of the series, which would have made game five a lot different, which then you could have maybe held them out for six. And if it was a fifth, that we'd all be drunk. Now this is the life lessons and the sports lessons that everybody's had to learn throughout their career. And so it'll be interesting. The next 24 hours are going to be huge.
It really is in a lot of ways. And I think you raise a good point about the quote unquote legacy for Tyrese Halliburton. I think that's got to go out the window, though. You got to do what's best for the team. I think company line is always going to be, I'm going to do everything in my power to get ready to play. Because what's best for Indiana is an operational, effective Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Oklahoma City knows which calf it is. They know they're going to go at him, right? Yeah. He's not an elite defender, hasn't been all postseason. He's fine. He's held his own generally. But for Tyrese Halliburton, you can't just sit out. Right. You got to make every effort to play. I don't think he cares that people are questioning his toughness, but you know, he hears it. But at the same point, you're getting called out for not being aggressive enough,
right?
You know, for not performing up to the standard that you set in previous rounds of the playoff.
Yeah.
So if you play and you're ineffective, well, you're going to have other questions answered. And at least right now, people haven't given him the benefit of the doubt with the injury. Right. You know, some major talking heads to say, oh, is he tough enough? You know, does he have it in him? Is he really that type of player? Yes, he is. It's not an excuse. Everyone deals with injuries. You know, credit to Oklahoma City for maybe making it through at this point as the more healthy team of the NBA Finals. Tyrese Halliburton's got to play, but this is where I think that the toughest decision is going to come from Rick Carlisle, having to answer these questions, having to make these decisions, because T.J. McConnell is a fine player in his minutes. But
in his role, too.
In his role. Andrew Nembhard is a fine player in his minutes, in his role. The more that more limited players like that are on the court, the more opportunities they have to be exposed.
Right.
Plain and simple. That's the nature of the beast. And then for Oklahoma City, right, Tyrese Halliburton being out is clearly an advantage for them.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have an advantage. It's another thing to use.
To take advantage of it.
Exactly.
And do not let your guard down on the assumption that Tyrese Haliburton won't be able to answer the call both physically and mentally. Because I also think the way that he plays, even though paint touches are huge, and if you now I'm talking about the secondary option, which is on the weak side, like Strick said, it allows him to maybe be off the ball and be actually more explosive and more efficient offensively. So don't fall asleep.
Right.
Role players notoriously play better at home.
Yeah.
So don't think you're just going to show up and blow these guys out. They do have good players. Rick Carlisle is going to come up with a defensive scheme and defense adjustments, not only to be better and more efficient defensively, but obviously if Tyrese Haliburton is giving it the go to make sure he's protected and not put in positions that will not allow him to finish the game or be effective for four quarters.
And that's where if Tyrese Haliburton is going to play, maybe the adjustment is he leads your second unit off the bench.
Sure.
Hypothetically, right? Because not saying, you know, Cason Wallace isn't a good defender. He certainly is. Is he Caruso?
No.
He's not to that level.
He's not as physical either.
He's not as physical. He's not Lou Dort, you know, to that level. So if Tyrese Haliburton is going to play, can you stagger his minutes as best as possible with Oklahoma City's second unit, which might be more his speed where he's more able to take advantage of it? And then if you're able to do that, okay, Miles Turner, you're going to hit shots. Thomas Bryant, what are you going to do for us in pick and roll? Aaron Nesmith, are you going to hit shots to make sure that the minutes that we have Tyrese Haliburton out here don't go to waste? And then, of course, Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
Are you going to answer the bell, give us 45, 46 minutes, drop 30 points, be efficient, and most importantly, take care of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Now, it's going to be huge these next 24 hours as far as the rehab and obviously what the MRI says, and if it's too, you know, far gone, then you can't do it, right?
Yeah.
And obviously they've been treating him, you know, obviously on the plane on the way home, and then obviously been around the clock, so he's gonna do what he needs to do to try to, you know, compete and play in the game. But ultimately for him, the best bet is you got to start him because you want to get him out there when it's nice and warm. Then how you stagger his minutes and how much rest time he gets has got to be a very short stint. And so he's going to
have to. He's on the bike. He's getting heat.
You're right. So it's going to be one of those tedious type of games.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? That's what you get paid for. You got one game, and you also got to make sure that you do have to think about your career and physically, because you've seen one of your teammates on the U.S. Olympic team go out there and maybe push through a so-called calf strain and end up not working out for him late in the season in the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's in the back of your brain. But then also you got to make sure that you got to know your body. One of the best things you could do as an athlete is to know your what you intake as far as, you know, supplements and all that, but also know how to play hurt. And then when you're injured, you can't play. So it's something that he's, you know, probably done at times throughout his career. And he also has to make the best decision for him and then the team, and they've got to be hand in hand. And also I know he's young enough in his career, they're going to make sure they make that same decision as well. I think the days of just throwing guys out there like pieces of meat and just, you know, dispersing, those are over. But so it's going to go hand in hand. If he doesn't play, it's going to be because he can't play. It's not going to be because he doesn't want to play.
Exactly. This is where I think a place like P3, for example, out in California, the physical performance testing kind of laboratory, I'd be curious to know how much of that stuff Indiana has at its home facility to where you can do some of these exercises, you know, that he would normally do on a basketball court with force plates, with jumping, with running. What percentage is he at?
Yeah.
You know, which of these activities put his calf at a bigger risk to move beyond a strain to something worse, where we're looking at, okay, we're into training camp. It's September, it's October, and it's kind of borderline if Tyrese is going to play.
Yeah.
Now we've seen the Pacers be able to come back from a subpar first half of the year like they did this year.
Yeah.
But that's not something you necessarily want to risk. So the risk reward for this year is one calculation.
Plus the
risk reward for the future, because as of now, Haliburton's a franchise player.
Yeah, he's a franchise player, and there's a team that's going to be in transition because you got other players. Miles Turner is a free agent, and other teams that are coming going to pluck in some of your role players. So it's not going to be rinse and repeat. You don't have the depth of OKC that you could lose a Josh Giddey. You could potentially lose eventually a Chet Holmgren. You have guys like J-Dub and those guys ready to step in. So you don't have the reload ability versus you go into a rebuild mode. But ultimately, you know, look, I listen. And when you have physical therapists and trainers at the professional level. They're the best. You like to think they're the best at the business. Then also they have people that they can call upon.
Yeah.
Experts in these type of injuries. And then also a lot of it deals with the MRI. If it's a low-grade strain, then it's like more of a pain management. And then obviously a thing that you got to make sure that you treat it and strengthen it as well. You know, one thing is not just to, you know, have it feel good. It's have it to where it's strong enough.
Right.
Yeah, strong enough to where you could be, you know, competitive. So that's the big news out of the NBA. You know, things always happen. But, you know, just like in college football, things happen. You had the, you know, the house settlement. But more importantly, one of the universities at Austin that's always, I guess, in the principal's office, Michigan, who had a...
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
A little bit of a boost in NIL from a billionaire based on the billionaire's girlfriend being a Michigan alum, right? Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. And then obviously, I think Dave Portnoy, you know, put in some money to flip
Underwood,
who was originally an LSU commit,
yeah,
to Michigan. Everybody thought, us included, it was just a matter of time when he was going to take over. You would have thought that he would have been either I thought he would be either named a co-starter and for sure a highlight package coming out of the spring since he was an early enrollee. Up jumps the cat. Michigan is still doing football business, and they signed another veteran quarterback. No matter what anybody says, this reeks of, I think, DJ Moore at Oregon. Was that him?
Dante Moore.
Yeah. At Oregon. Mm-hmm. The five-star number one or two guy, and then eventually he redshirted. Now he's at UCLA. Now he's at Oregon. Seems like he's going to be starting now. No matter what they say, this doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does. You're number one. There's only generally one guy that can play that position.
Michigan tried four guys last year. Didn't work.
And that's why when they go in the portal as a quarterback, I understand it because the numbers just don't add up right. And so for Underwood, he just maybe needs a little bit more time. I don't think he's going to redshirt. I think no matter what, he's going to play those four games and then some in a package because he's 6'4", 220. He looks like a linebacker. But I think what they know up there is they need to be more explosive offensively. Last year, it was defense, run the ball, situational football, and kind of play with house money leading up to the Ohio State game. And then, obviously, the culmination was beating Alabama in a – I call them one-off bowl games where Alabama, you know, you're not in the college football playoffs. You're just playing to be playing. So the quarterback news is huge. And I'm sure no matter – he's not happy about it. I'm sure they're in constant communication. And it's going to be interesting to see the reports coming out this summer. Now, quick, before we go to break, we got local news. Jet Tamala, who's a four-star recruit from Millard South, who has – anywhere from 15 to 20. That's a national type team right there in the state of Nebraska. I'm assuming 10 to 15, 16 college players, some big time Division I players. Him, obviously being one of them, the number one ranked player, four star recruit, was going to Iowa State, It seems like every kid either is going to Nebraska or Ohio State or Iowa State, excuse me. He started to pick up steam, going to Elite 11, and then he went to the, I call it the undercover camp with the quarterbacks or the top-rated quarterbacks in the nation from all different grade levels with the NFL execs. Then you started to see, then you saw the Alabama offer. Well, there's like, is it a committable offer? Well,
if, clearly.
Clearly, they didn't just offer him to see if he was interested. That was something that was fostered. DeBoer does really good with quarterbacks. So, you know, it's not like you think, oh, he's just going to go down and hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. Great. You know what? As much as people want to say, oh, Nebraska needs, yeah, sure. I'd like every kid from Nebraska to stay here, right? But I think the emergence of Warren Academy on a national level has taken kids outside of the borders of Nebraska. So it's good for Nebraska, the University of Nebraska, and it's good for them. But more importantly, it's good for Jet Tamale. He's able to, you know, go and live out a life dream going to a SEC school. He's got a lot of talent. He still has to develop. I said it. I think his arm talent is good. I think he, once he gets his legs a little bit stronger and a little bit better base, his arm talent, because he's a – listen, I'm going to tell you what. Homeboy can hoop.
Yeah.
He's competitive. We've played against him and that Miller South crew since they've been fourth graders. It's been a purpose that they all – it's very, very rarely do you have the kids wanting something, the parents aligned with letting them be coached, and then they never turn coat on each other. They were down for the process. If you follow them, they went out and played a national like schedule as a club team. So competing on the big stage, he's ready for it. So you got to give it props to him and wish him all the luck. And you know, look, now he gets to go and just concentrate the senior year and go play.
Good for him. Congratulations, all in order.
Yeah.
For the Nebraska fans that are worried, why didn't Nebraska go get this guy? Number one, it happens because of the additional exposure, right, with what Steve is doing at his academy up here in
Omaha.
And Abdul
Muhammad as well.
And Abdul, absolutely. Yeah. Number two, I'm on the boat if you don't need every Nebraska guy, you'd like the good ones, right? If he's good enough for Alabama, he should be good enough for you to offer and talk to and whatever. Maybe there are personal differences. Maybe you just don't see it. Whatever, that's really none of my business. But if Nebraska is going to keep losing guys to the old neighbor, Iowa State, and then the SEC is going to come in, right? Think about Avante Dickerson back in the day, Minnesota, and then eventually Oregon. You think about Jet Tamale at Alabama. Go up and down the list. The benefit you don't see right now, that if Nebraska is really going to take it personal, is this will force Nebraska to up its own game. You won't be able to take in-state prospects for granted anymore, the more eyeballs that you have on you. Sure. So if you want to get these prospects, if you think that they're not worthy of your attention, you don't care. But the more and more these outside schools come in and say, we want your talent, that should raise your eyebrows. Hey, maybe we got to give these guys a second look, even if they don't perfectly align with everything we think we're about or believe. Other schools think they're a good football player. Let's at least inquire, you know, one more time. And number two, if you do like the player, you got to work at it. You can't take it for granted that, oh, it means more. Oh, they want to stay home. Because it's very rare for Nebraska guys to get Alabama offers. It's not something that happens on the regular. And I don't even care that Nick Saban's gone. It's still Alabama.
Yeah, still Bama,
that's still a still big deal. So, you know, if you want them, that's the level that you have to work from now. No more taking it for granted. No more saying we'll swoop in late and they'll pick us because we're the hometown school.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But then also I think Nebraska going out recruiting on a national basis coincided with these guys going out and competing on a national basis opens the door for Ole Miss to offer, you know, Braylon Warren and all those schools and for Jet Tamale to get exposure.
Right.
So it's kind of hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Nebraska goes out and recruits nationally. Well, then other schools were like, okay, well, I know they got good players. They're recruiting nationally, so we can go recruit some of the players in their state. So you got to, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand. I don't think they necessarily weren't interested, but we saw it last year where you had Daniel Kalen and Dylan. You know, you took two quarterbacks, Daniel, and decided really early to transfer to Virginia. We have already had Dayton Raiola as far as our commit for 2026. So the interest was probably there. They know he's a good enough player. They're not saying he's not good enough, but they already have their quarterback, so you only can take generally one per class. I think last year was an exception because Dylan came in so late.
Yeah.
And then the quarterback they originally had under the previous staff decommitted, and then remember they went with Daniel Kalen, who was originally going to Missouri. quarterback is a hard position to evaluate, but then also number-wise, how many do you bring in? Now, you're like, okay, well, what about the future? Okay, you got Dayton, then you got Trey Taylor coming in. Yeah. Well, then there's where you have Braylon Warren. So it's not necessarily that they're Nebraska saying that these players aren't good enough. It's just that it's kind of a catch-22. You go out and do things on a national basis, but then it kind of leaves it open when these guys are going out on a national basis.
Right.
Which is totally different than when I was getting recruited. We were recruiting on a national basis, but there wasn't national basis club teams because they, you know, mm-hmm. Miller South had played club football in 7-on-7.
Recruiting services,
there was just blue chip. So it's totally different. Now, granted, obviously with the house, you know, with the ruling and stuff, you know, it's going to hopefully allow Nebraska to really, you know, batten down the hatches. But I will say this, and we've seen this with different guys, even though you didn't recruit them, but as long as you have a good relationship with them,
yes.
In this day and age of transfer portal, now you're going to have to pay a fee, but mm-hmm. you could get them around the second time and things might work out with you the second time. So I think it's not over until your eligibility is done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. ultimately, you know, look, I was in that position where, you know, Minnesota was trying to go other places. You know, get better. Mm-hmm. Nebraska came in and recruited me because Minnesota was, you know, primarily recruiting a lot of Texas guys and stuff like that. And so I was able to do some things, and I was more of a project that ended up coming to fruition real quick. So I understand from both sides. That's why I'm a little bit apprehensive to sit up there and get mad at Nebraska. And listen, I'm going to tell you this before we go to break. The head coach's job is to recruit who he thinks is best. The job for the players is to make his choice right. The job for Jet and, you know,
Braylon
and Amarian and the plethora of other guys that they're going other places, Illinois and all that, Wheeler and all those guys and Vince Augerin and I'm probably sure missing some guys or going different places, is to make Nebraska's choice wrong. But more importantly, make your choice right. If everybody makes their choice right, then it's fine. An example like this, before we go to break, I know I have a short one coming back, is like everybody's like, well, Nebraska didn't recruit Danny Woodhead. Well, Danny Woodhead, granted, he should have been at Nebraska. I'm saying that. But would Danny Woodhead won the Heisman at Nebraska? Most likely not. The process for Danny Woodhead worked out perfect. So with that being said, we're going to go to break real quick. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant, with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.